everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Yeah, I feel like partying right now. Let me aggressively rip off my pants and dance in front of you.
It's in the new one, too, man. He aggressively rips off that suit. The
fantastic.
New one.
I love it. Love it.
Makes it so walking for everybody.
6:43. Good morning. It is Brock and Hunter in the Plan B Morning Show. Let's keep moving here with your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to your car, truck, SUV with Advanced Import Repair. Owner John Van Landingham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. Go check them out.
I feel like partying right now.
John will not want you to dance in his shop, okay?
Why not?
It's for work, all right? Car stuff, absolutely. Dancing with your pants off, no, don't do it. Anyway, go see him, AIR. Well, ZZ Top have a new album on the way titled Raw, like your mother likes it, Trebek. It was recorded in connection with their 2019 Netflix documentary, The Little Old Band from Texas, which, by the way, if you've never seen that documentary, dude, it's awesome.
It's
awesome. And I don't want to take anything away from ZZ Top, but it's a perfect example of a group of guys who's in the right place at the right time. They're super talented.
You know what's great about bands and their documentaries is it's their music that they use. You know what's going to be good.
Exactly.
ZZ Top music.
Yeah. In the film, you see Billy Gibbons, Frank Beard, and the late Dusty Hill gathering for a very intimate session at Grooney Hall. Quote, the oldest continually run dance hall in Texas. That performance provided the basis of the Raw album release. The album's title is derived from the straightforward manner in which the tracks were recorded. As seen in the film, the band members played, for the most part, together within sight of each other in the course of one day. It's 12 tracks recall from the very beginning of the band's recording career, Brown Sugar and Certified Blues from ZZ Top's first album, and includes many of the major hits such as Legs, Tush, LaGrange, Gimme All Your Lovin', Blue Jeans Blues, Just Got Paid, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide.
Just listening
those off, it's like, oh my God, they had so many good songs. They do.
They really do.
One of the ones that I don't think gets enough credit, a ZZ Top song, is called Balinese. It's in the soundtrack and in the movie Dazed and Confused when they're at the Moon Tower. And Slater is...
That's why you love it so much.
The first time I heard it, I'm like, God, this song is so good. It's in one of my greatest movies all time.
Favorite part of the movie.
Gibbons and Beard wrote the liner notes, which explain the approach to the album, saying, quote, it was in a very real way a return to our roots, just as the music, no audience of thousands, no concession stands, no parking lot social hour, no phalanx of tour buses, just us and the music. Raw, which is dedicated to Hill, will be released on July 22nd on CD and vinyl and through digital platforms. Yeah. ZZ Top will support the album with a spring and summer tour starting on May 27th in San Diego. Full details at ZZTop.com.
I love that. Just love ZZ Top, man.
Awesome, man. Three guys.
Puts you in a good mood.
Well, and you know what you're going to get. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know there's no fuss. You're just going to get a good rock song, a good blues song, three guys making a hell of a lot of good noise. I love it, man.
That would be awesome. So that place they were talking about, what's the place called?
It was called the Grooney Hall, or G-R-U-E-N-E.
It's where they interviewed them, right?
Yeah, and where they are all together. Yep.
No. Let's go there. It just seems like a good time there.
Well, maybe they play a show, take a road trip, man. That sounds good to me. I'll do it. Go see ZZ Top. Even though Dusty's gone, rest in peace. Still going to be awesome. So, but there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, March 8th, we're going back to 1974, Bad Company. There's another band who had a ton of killer hits. They gave their debut performance in England. Obviously, Bad Company, originally formed in 73 by Free singer Paul Rodgers and Mott the Hoople guitarist Mick Ralphs, after the guitarist and founding member of Free died. Because Free just had the big hit All Right Now, and they were starting their ascend into the greats, and then their lead guitarist and one of their founding members died of a heroin overdose. Well, Paul Rodgers, this amazing singer, didn't have anywhere to go. And then he got together with Mott the Hoople guitarist Mix Ralph, and then they got Boz Burrell from King Crimson, And that completed the lineup, and then Bad Company was formed right there.
Boom.
So,
yeah. Worlds collide, man.
Yeah. Love it. But I love Bad Company, dude. That Straight Shooter album, not a bad song on there, man. But anyway. All right, so there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.